Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
As you've been hearing in the news, today is a jobs report Friday with numbers being released by private firms and the Department of Labor this morning. And it's not good. After May's unexpectedly poor jobs report, June's is even worse. The United States economy added a meager 18,000 jobs in June, and the unemployment rate rose to 9.2% in June from 9.1% in May. The average duration of unemployment is now 39.9 weeks. That's a very inglorious record. Our next guest is also watching these numbers with concern, but he's somewhat less concerned with the day-to-day jobs ticker. Van Jones wants us to rethink the very idea of an American job to begin with. You know Van Jones, longtime economic and environmental activist who served in the Obama administration as special advisor for green jobs, enterprise, and innovation. He served in that position for a year, until he resigned in September 2009 amid some controversy over his past affiliations. Conservatives called his resignation a victory. Jones called it a witch hunt. We're not even going to talk about it because instead we want to talk about Jones's new effort. He's now a senior fellow at a liberal think tank, the Center for American Progress. And his new campaign is called Rebuild the Dream. It's an effort to unite progressives all across the country to get new ideas into Washington. Van Jones, welcome back to WNYC.
It's good to be back. And good to hear your voice as well.
Hey, it's nice to hear your voice as well. So, Van, let's talk about one of the things you're doing right now. You're asking people to submit, quote, the best ideas to rebuild the American dream and unite our movement, end quote. Are you saying that the best ideas aren't reaching the folks there in Washington?
That's exactly what I'm saying, and I'm not the only person saying it. I mean, at this point, to be blunt, Washington, D.C. is completely off the rails. I was listening to the last interview, and it's amazing how people are desperately trying to adapt themselves to the absurdity that we should, in the face of these kind of job numbers, which came out today, which are just backbreaking, heartbreaking job numbers, should be entertaining the notion of more austerity in America. That we already have an austerity program in America. It was given to us by Wall Street when they destroyed the economy in 2008. To add a public sector austerity program to the private sector austerity program we still haven't recovered from is the height of foolishness. And yet, we have heard this drumbeat over and over that we're broke, we're broke, there's nothing that we can do. Listen, I've been to countries that are broke. This is not Mozambique. This is not Bangladesh. America is not the poorest country in the world. We are still the richest country in the history of the world. What we have not done is to take a balanced approach to this economic crisis. A balanced approach would be having America's government do what American families do in a budget crisis. You don't have a budget crisis and say, we're going to starve grandma and start feeding the kids less. You say, you know what, we're going to cut back on non-essentials, but we're also going to increase revenue. Junior's going to go out there and get a paper route. We're going to do something to deal with both sides of the problem. The fact that Washington, D.C. has now been hijacked, the whole discussion has been hijacked by people who have already sworn an oath that no matter what happens to the American people, they will never, ever agree that the America's government should have more tax revenues. Grover Norquist has this deal he makes everybody sign. So you pledge one oath to the American people, and you pledge another one to Grover Norquist. And that's the problem. We do have good solutions, and they're coming forward with this Rebuild the Dream campaign.
Well, we here at WNYC believe in letting the folks speak their mind and get on the air, and we are going to let them do that right now. We want them to get in on this conversation right now, and we want to hear their big idea for improving the economy and restoring jobs that you don't hear being talked about in Washington. So give us a call, 212-433-WMYC, 212-433-9692. You can give your idea right to Van Jones right here, right now, or post a comment if you prefer at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer's show. Let us know what's your one idea for improving the job picture that you don't hear talked about in Washington. Now, I have to confess, Van, the last time you and I saw each other, we were standing inside the gate there at the White House.
Sure,
so
sure.
I imagine your views have evolved since then. Is this something about the left that and change, as we were talking about it then, that you think has it inures once one is elected to office? And I'm saying one, but I guess we're talking about Obama is elected to office. Once you're elected to office, the ability to be progressive and liberal is lost.
Well, no. I mean, to make it be only about the president, I think misses the whole point. I think the entire Washington, D.C. establishment is just off the rails. And the governing is about trying to figure out what you can get done. Part of what has happened, I'm not mad that the right wing, the conservatives, you know, the Fox News, the Tea Party, all these people are so loud. That's part of democracy. Grab the microphone, have your say. I'm frustrated that the progressives have been so quiet. It's time for us to step forward with good ideas. Listen, we put up a website called RebuildTheDream.com. And the idea was, Jesus, the only thing we're hearing is, you know, massive austerity or semi-massive austerity as the only ideas in Washington, D.C. What does the rest of the country think? It turns out the rest of the country, despite this one-sided kind of propaganda offensive from Fox News, has not been fooled. 60 to 70% of Americans say job creation more important than deficit reduction.
Mm-hmm.
60 to 70% of Americans say it's more. At this point, we should have rich people pay more taxes, including 55% of Republicans. Rich people should pay more taxes. And David Stockman himself, the architect of Reaganomics, says it's time for rich people to pay more taxes. So the American people are still wise. They still want a balanced approach. They're not stupid. The only people who've been fooled and tricked by this propaganda offensive have been the people who work on Capitol Hill in this town.
So what we've
got to be able to do, the movement for hope and change was about, yes, we can. But we kind of turned into, yes, he can, which is not fair to the president. We got to get our voices back up there so we can have a real debate.
So it sounds as though you think the left needs a Tea Party-style movement. Yesterday on the show, I spoke with South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. He's considered one of the biggest champions of the Tea Party. Take a listen to some of what he said.
For the most part, it is still very much a grassroots, some people call it leaderless organization, but the fact is there are thousands of leaders. I mean, I see Tea Party groups that have 10 people in them, and that they're just wanting to affect local politics, make calls to congressmen. It is a very fragmented, spontaneous group and continues to be.
Now, Van Jones, is it fair to say that you look to the Tea Party as inspiration in a way?
Sure. I tell you what, any popular movement where ordinary people get involved and make a change is important for us to look at. I've actually studied the Tea Party. I spent a year after I resigned from the White House teaching at Princeton, and I can now say I've read almost every book by, about, or against the Tea Party. And what I was so remarkable to me is that, you know, basically you have 3,528 affiliates. Most of these groups pre-existed the naming of something as a Tea Party. Some of them go all the way back to 1992 with Ross Perot, but they realized that they were speaking in too many voices with too many different names, and they said, we're all going to stand under one banner called the Tea Party, an open-source brand that nobody really owns, and they, by taking pre-existing ideas and pre-existing little small groups, they completely changed the conversation. Now, on our side, those of us who have different views, we are already probably, in terms of the numbers of groups and organizations, larger, but we are not aligned. We are not standing under a common banner. So what we're suggesting is, why don't we stand under a common banner? And that common banner should be defend the American dream.
Right.
The American dream itself is now being in danger of being killed by folks who just don't want corporations to pay their taxes. And now the idea that this is a country where ordinary people can make it. You can work hard, play by the rules, give your kids a better life. That version of the American dream is becoming less and less true for millions of Americans, and there's been not a peep from our side to say, hold on a second, Washington, D.C. Yeah. Don't let anybody smash down the institutions that made America great, that gave us the middle class, our unions, our public education, our safety net, et cetera. Stick up for the best of American principles. We need a deeper patriotic movement to stand up to this, I think, cheaper view of what patriotism is all about.
And you call it, again, rebuild the dream, and you're asking people to submit their best ideas to rebuild the American dream. Let's take some of those ideas first to Peter, who is calling from Riverdale. Peter, you're on WNYC with Van Jones. Go right ahead.
Well, this is a strange comment. I'm talking about American dreams. But I think that one of the things we need to do is get over our insularity and look at European countries like Germany, Sweden, etc., Scandinavian countries, who have higher standards of living for the average person, lower unemployment, higher wages, and certainly in every statistic like education and health, do a greater job. We talk about ideas that might hypothetically do something, but we have living examples. We have research studies that we can look at. But we don't do this with anything. We don't look at the healthcare systems that are doing much better. So that would be my idea, is that we expand beyond our borders and look how other countries have resolved these issues, where labor and corporations have worked more cooperatively together.
Look outward instead of inward. Thank you, Peter,
yes,
for your call. Richard in Brooklyn, you are on WNYC.
Hi. My idea is to raise the minimum wage substantially, $3. Do it in 3 months, $1 a month. The idea is that we're putting money at the top of the thing, and then we gave the money to the banks, and the banks put it in the vault and then didn't loan it to anybody. If you put money at the bottom of the economy, it trickles up. The Republican idea about trickle-down economics is, in order to feed the sparrows, give the horses more oats.
Richard, thank you very much for your call. Not only clever, but also a very specific idea. Really appreciate that. June is calling in. June in New Jersey, please go ahead. Van Jones on WNYC.
Hi. Well, the first thing is, I'm still waiting to see a WPA. We learned in the 1930s that a WPA, a Works Progress Program, which puts people to work, and then they have the money to pay the rent and to pay all their bills and to go out to a restaurant or to eat. We already knew that this worked. It's a no-brainer. It worked in the 1930s. So I thought that President Obama would hit the ground running, present us with a WPA program maybe within 2 weeks of his beginning the administration. I'm still waiting. Why don't we have one? That's the first thing. The second thing is, banks are doing fine right now. They're also doing fine because after we loaned them the bailout money, we all, the people, paid back that loan with all the increased rates that the banks gave us. Banks are charging anywhere from 9% to what I understand is 29 or even 31% on credit cards. This is crazy. Who in the world can pay that? It seems to me that if there would be an emergency edict, since the banks are doing fine at the moment, let them just, you know, pull in their belts for about 2 years. Let there be a law that says that for 2 years, mm-hmm, the bank cannot charge more than 5% on any credit card. Suddenly, everyone would be able to pay their bills.
All right. June is full of ideas. I imagine you have more than two, June. And I appreciate June and her many ideas, as well as Richard and our other callers. Van Jones, I want to ask you to react to the ideas you heard there. It's certainly encouraging to have people calling in with very specific ideas, having thought through our jobs crisis.
Well, you know, it's encouraging, but it's not surprising. because Americans are pretty smart folks. And like I said, despite this one-sided propaganda campaign from Fox News and other places, people are not stupid. They're not. You can go to any barbershop, laundromat, nail salon, bowling alley, sports bar. People will tell you, yeah, look, you know, the Wall Street people took us to the cleaners, and they're out there laughing at us, and we need jobs. I mean, this is not complicated anywhere except for in Washington, D.C. And so we put up a website called RebuildTheDream.com. And I encourage people to go there because just as you're hearing these kinds of ideas, we were hoping to pick up a couple hundred good ideas to start off this organizing effort. And 10,000 ideas came in within the first 48 hours. There is so much creativity and good thinking in this country. And so as a result, next week, we are having house meetings all across the country. You can go to the website, sign up. You can meet other people. People think they're by themselves because of this propaganda offensive, but you're not by yourself. We are the supermajority, people who want a balanced approach to America's problems. We know the president can't wave a magic wand and give everybody a job tomorrow, but there are smart things that we can do to take the money we do have in America right now, way disproportionately concentrated on Wall Street. The New York Times said we could have a speculation tax, a gambling tax on a lot of stuff they're doing on Wall Street, and take one-tenth of a penny off of these lightning trades. These computers sit there and they do 1,000 trades a second. And if you just took one-tenth of a penny from every one of those, you could have $50, $60 billion to invest in infrastructure. Who got hurt in the past month? Our construction workers who got laid off, government workers who got laid off. Those people could be benefited.
Let me ask you, and in 30 seconds, and I know you can do it, can you motivate people on hope and change in the same way you can motivate people on anger and fear?
I think the American people want a tough-minded optimism about the future. That's not hope and change the way it was in 2008, but it's also not the hatred and some of the fear-mongering we saw in 2010. The American people are better than 2010. I think it's time for some Bobby Kennedy Democrats to step forward with some tough-minded idealism.
All right. Van Jones, thank you very, very much for being with us. RebuildTheDream.com is his new organization. I appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you very much.
And I am Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. Up next, WNYC's Bob Hennelly will take us back through the week that was Deutsche Bank.